This is a CHLY News Update. A new pop-up shop is offering job seekers free professional clothing donated by the community. WorkBC has teamed up with the Vancouver Island Vocational Rehabilitation Services, VIVRS, for a campaign providing clothing for individuals looking for jobs. It's also giving the community an opportunity to help others through donations. WorkBC is a government-funded employment service designated to help individuals find the right jobs, plan careers, and improve their skills. VIVRS, founded in 1993, is an independent agency seeking to deliver professional and creative employment services to individuals in Nanaimo and Courtney. Together, they have organized a new employment aid campaign, Renewed For You. They are encouraging the community to donate professional clothing to the project before they open their doors to the public on June 16th. The pop-up shop will be staffed by participants from VIVRS as they gain real-life experience. CHOI spoke with Caitlin Bradley, one of the participants in the job creation program and the Renewed For You campaign.
It is a dignified shopping-like experience. So you can come in and you will be greeted with open arms. We offer personalized styling and confidence boost, and we'll make sure that you have something interview ready for your interview.
VIVRS and WorkBC plan to hold this pop-up shop for the next 10 months so community members and job seekers can donate and grab the necessary clothing for their desired jobs. The pop-up shop will allow individuals to keep the clothes indefinitely, providing a sustainable support system for job seekers for the foreseeable future. Bradley opens up on the experience of the ongoing donations in the past month.
So far, the community has been so supportive, and it's been super exciting for us. We've already obtained a lot of donations from our community partners and from some very generous individuals in the community. It's going to be an ongoing thing because we're going to need donations for the rest of the year.
According to Statistics Canada, Canada's unemployment rate reached up to 6.9% as of April 2026. With more people searching for work, while employment remained weak. Additionally, the unemployment rate in British Columbia recorded a rate of 6.8% in April 2026, demonstrating that continued uncertainty in the job market. CHOI also spoke with Natasha Bucknell, VIVRS Manager of Programs, regarding the thought that went behind the campaign.
So this one came about when the Government of Canada and Province of British Columbia was sponsoring more job creation partnerships through WorkBC, and that gave us an opportunity to do something really special with this, and that's how we came to gather our group of 8 participants to work on this project that not only provides them with a great learning experience and skills enhancement, but also is a project that makes a difference in the community.
The campaign is looking to accept a variety of garments such as suits, blouses, dress shirts, dress pants, jeans, skirts, dresses, shoes, ties, and bags and belts. Organizers are prepping for the grand opening of the pop-up shop next month. The shop is designed to be an experience made to encourage individuals to come in, pick their outfit, and walk out. WorkBC and VIVRS have reached out to the community through flyers and social media and are hoping to have as much clothing as possible before the grand opening. Bradley commented on the whole idea behind the Renewed For You campaign and the importance behind it.
We thought this was a very good project because there has been increasing barriers for unemployed peoples in the community. And part of that can be access to professional clothing. It can really make or break you. You might have the same qualifications as somebody else, but if you don't have access to personal business clothing or professional business clothing, it could create a barrier, and it might be the reason why you don't get the job and someone else does.
The movement also gained support across the community, with local organizations contributing to Renewed For You ahead of the opening next month.
Been getting amazing support from some other thrift stores, for example, who are helping us with some of those clothing donations throughout this project. I mean, that includes the Yours and Mine Consignment Store, Just Thrifts, Big Brothers and Sisters, Value Village has been providing clothing donations.
The Renewed For You campaign is helping the community through the clothing shop. Natasha Bucknell adds the experience will also help the staff organizing the movement and working in the shop.
Our participants are getting opportunities to network and get to be involved in the community and work with other agencies, including the Chamber of Commerce, Literacy Central Vancouver Island, Habitat for Humanity Resource, and Salvation Army and the Disability Resource Center, among others.
The VIVRS Associate explained that Renewed For You staff would get opportunities to network with other employees in Nanaimo.
It's this amazing opportunity for this Renewed For You crew to get that real hands-on experience with project management and retail experience and all of that, and networking and getting involved in the community and encouraging service providers in the community to support job seekers.
Viver's manager of program, Natasha Bucknell, hopes that this experience will lead to employment for the crew behind the campaign. She encourages other agencies and people in the community to be open-minded and think of other creative ways to support people with barriers in employment. The Renewed For You campaign is already accepting donations. It will open its doors on June 16 up until February 2027 from Monday to Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., located in the Work PC building in downtown Nanaimo at 155 Skinner Street on the second floor. More information is available on the official Renewed For You Instagram page. For CHOY, this is Luis Sabla.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.